From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. Officials in Afghanistan say a suicide blast inside a crowded mosque in Kabul has killed at least 40 worshippers. Ayaz Gul has more.
It was in fact a crowded mosque for Shiite Muslims where a suicide bomber just walked in and blew himself up. And there are dozens of people seriously wounded, according to the Afghan Interior Ministry. And in fact, what we are hearing right now is that there were two attackers. And as soon as the first one blew himself up, there was a second attacker. He was armed with automatic weapons, and he started shooting at the crowd.
Another attack in Ghor province at a mosque killed at least 33 people. Militants killed at least 14 policemen and 8 were wounded in a shootout during a raid Friday on a militant's hideout southwest of Cairo. Marissa Melton has more.
Egypt has been struggling to contain an insurgency by Islamic militants led by an affiliate of the Islamic State group. Attacks have centered mostly in the northern region of the Sinai Peninsula, but attacks on the mainland have also recently increased. The country has been under a state of emergency since bombings and suicide attacks targeting minority Coptic Christians killed scores earlier this year. Those attacks were claimed by the Islamic State group. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
The process of integrating leftist rebels into Colombian society after more than 50 years of war isn't going well and could impact the peace agreement, the UN deputy's human rights chief said Friday. Andrew Gilmore warned that if rebels from FARC don't become part of Colombian society, there's a strong chance they will go back to something worse. Follow Voice of America on social media platforms for more. This is VOA News. Aid agencies report nearly 7,000 Rohingya refugees stranded in dire conditions on the Bangladesh side of the border with Myanmar have been allowed to enter. Lisa Schlein has that story from Geneva.
The refugees who were stranded for 4 days in no man's land are now being assisted by aid agencies in Cox's Bazar. Spokesman for the International Organization for Migration, Joel Millman, says the refugees have told aid workers heartbreaking stories about their perilous escape from Myanmar.
Talking about families saying that they could only take some of their children out of Myanmar and left others behind with neighbors, people who worked for 11 days.
Nearly 600,000 Rohingya have fled violence in Myanmar since late August, and agencies say more are on their way to Bangladesh. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Security sources say Iraqi forces took control on Friday of the last district in the oil-rich province of Kirkuk, still in the hands of Kurdish Peshmerga fighters following a 3-hour battle. Emily Wither has that story.
The fighting centered around a district that lies on the road between Kirkuk and Erbil, the capital of the semi-autonomous region of Kurdistan. Kurdish fighters fought advancing Iraqi troops with machine guns, mortars, and rocket-propelled grenades. Earlier this week, Iraqi forces took control of the Kurdish-held Mosul Dam and elsewhere in Nineveh province. In an attempt to ease tensions, Iraq's top Shiite cleric, Grand Ayatollah Ali al-Sistani, called on the government to protect the Kurdish population during Friday prayers. Tens of thousands have fled to the two main cities of the Kurdish region. There's been reports of forced displacement and destruction of Kurdish homes. The rapid advance over the last few days is likely to hamper any Kurdish aspirations for independence.
Reporter Emily Wither. The U.S. military has blamed Islamic State militants for the deaths of 4 Special Forces soldiers in southwestern Niger and has said it is conducting an investigation into the October 4 attack. Pentagon officials said there are about 800 U.S. troops in Niger in an operation underway for 5 years against Boko Haram militant groups and other terrorist organizations. Spain's prime minister says his government will unveil specific measures Saturday to halt Catalonia's independence bid, but refused to confirm if those plans included an option to hold regional elections in January. For additional stories as well as in-depth coverage, point your web browser to voanews.com. From the Washington News Center in Studio 24, I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.